Welcome to Shomach Shova and Adav, Shir Spans, Olui Nishmas, Ayn Biyaku Shalom, Adav Asitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Dav Kuf Yudalit. The Gemara, in the end of Amud Aleph, going into Amud Beis, brings the story of Rabba Bar Avuo, who meets Eliyahu HaNavi in Beis HaKvaros of Goyim. And he asks Eliyahu HaNavi two questions. Question number one, he asks, Mao Shi Sadru Bebal Choyv. Do you make an arrangement with when a lender comes to extract money from a borrower, he cannot take everything he has. He has to leave something for the livelihood of the borrower. And the second question he asks is, how do you know that someone who's naked, he should not be mafresh truma, which really refers to he should not do a bracha? Once Eliyahu HaNavi answers the question, so says Rabbi Avuo, aren't you a kohen? What are you doing in Beis HaKvaros? So he tells him, don't you realize when the Beis HaKvaros of Goyim, not of Yidin? And these Beis HaKvaros of Goyim does not cause tumah. The Maharal over here, in Chiddush HaGadol, the last final Maharal piece on Masechet Bo HaMetzio, has a very long arichus to explain all the details of this story. And we'll focus here on two nekudos the Maharal brings that connect together. The Maharal explains, why is Rabbi Avuo asking specifically these two questions to Eliyahu HaNavi? What is the connection between these two questions? Explains the Maharal that Rabbi Avuo was questioning and focusing on the issues of poverty. How, when a person is poor, how does that affect his life? So he says, first thing, there's a whole issue regarding his livelihood. And which means is, he's not able to pay his debt. And even when the lender comes to his house, the lender cannot take as much as needed. Let's say the lender is poor, the lender will not be able to extract money that he needs. So this is causing a hezek to Adam. And Adam is not able to be able to pay his debts to take care of the obligations that he has. And in addition, when a person is poor, he doesn't have clothes. He's not able to do avodas Hashem karoy. Sometimes he'll not be able to do a bracha because he has only one piece of clothing. And if he's in the middle of cleaning the clothing, he's not able to say a bracha. So as the Maharal concludes in the question, Kololay shel dover. The klal dover is shamizboinin bechisaron shel adam kasha yesh lo ha'oini ve'efach zeh amala sheyesh lo adam al dei ha'oisher. How bad it is when a person is poor, is not able to take care of his financial obligations, he's not able to do with this Hashem karoy, and when he's rich, he doesn't have these issues. This is what Rabbi Avuo is questioning, this is the conversation he has with Eliyahu HaNavi. So to Maharal, but Eliyahu HaNavi is misgalit to Rabbi Avuo specifically in a Beis HaKvaros of Goyim. What's the point? What's the message? So to Maharal Nifludik, and this goes back to what we learned a few days ago. Eliyahu HaNavi is telling Rabbi Avuo, you realize that a goy, he can be very rich when he's alive. But once he dies, he has nothing. He has no money, because once he's dead, he doesn't take the money with him. And he has no Torah and mitzvahs to take him to the next world. He is like a behemoth. The Maharal goes on to explain the Fidarkoi, that the reason miso causes tumah is because there's a shinur in the world. It's changed from the normal way. A person and an animal, says the Maharal, were supposed to live forever. When that changes, that brings tumah. And the more the change is greater, the bigger the tumah is. So Am Yisrael, that they're not able to do any more Torah and mitzvahs. So that's the biggest change. They're reflected in the way that they're not able to have the true life. That brings the biggest tumah to the world. And this connects with the Aruch Chaim that we mentioned, that says that when the Kedusha leaves, the more tumah comes. Am Yisrael are so Kedushim, they bring the biggest tumah. Goyim, they don't have the Kedusha, so they don't bring the greatest tumah. So says Eliyahu HaNavi to Rabbi Avuo, you are worried, you're concerned about poverty. Do you know what is the real richness in the world that stays la'olam ul'olam me'olamim? That's only Torah and mitzvahs. Because once a person dies, the Ashirus goes away, and there's nothing left. And this is what he shows him in Beis HaKvaros Shoiv Dekachovim. You see, once they die, there's not even tumah over there. There's nothing left. So don't be so concerned and so bothered with the poverty in the world and how that affects a person's life and his avodas Hashem. Because the true Ashirus is only Torah U'Maasim Tovim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.